This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
Good morning all. Thanks for listening in to the Ipswich Community Youth Service Layback Hour. My name is Andrew and I'm the team leader for this youth employment program here at this brilliant organisation. We are here presenting the ICYS Layback Hour for our Get Set for Work program, which is funded by the Skilling Queenslanders for Work initiative. Our guest today is Roger, the owner of a new wine and pizza bar in the heart of a beautiful Ipswich. This beautiful establishment is doing amazingly since it's opened, and the feedback has all been positive that I've heard. Welcome, Roger.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
How you going, mate?
Me, Andy.
You all good, mate? Ready to go?
Yes.
Beautiful. Righto, we'll jump straight into some questions, mate. Can you please advise us when Monty Lane opened here in Ipswich?
We opened it in December last year, 2023, so December 14th.
Oh, okay. So very new, isn't it?
It is new. So it's been a couple of months now.
Yep, okay, perfect. And things have travelled along nice?
Yeah, plenty of good feedback, which is good.
Beautiful. Righto, mate. What's your vision for our Monty Lane?
We really just want to create a community space for people to hang out and enjoy themselves.
Yep, yep. And by the looks of that, that's sort of happening, I think.
Yeah.
How has business been going since you opened, mate? Are you enjoying the experience being new sort of business owners?
We are. It's been a journey, as all startups are, but the community is giving us heaps of great feedback. So we've created a heap of jobs too. We're just creating a beautiful space, really, for people to come and enjoy.
Yep, beautiful, mate. I've been in there and it is a beautiful environment. I just need to get there for dinner, mate. Yeah, so in the near future, when I'm off my little diet, I'll be there. As a business owner, Roger, how did Victoria and yourself come up with the idea to open a pizza and wine bar? And whose idea was it?
We always wanted to open up something. Victoria's parents own a wine bar in Christchurch in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And, we saw in Ipswich, we just saw this building come up for lease and we fell in love with it. And, next thing you know, we're doing it.
Yeah, okay. Oh, great stuff. No mucking about, eh?
Yeah.
How did the name Monty Lane come about and whose idea was that one?
So we love travel. And when we were in Italy, we went to a place called Montepulciano and we fell in love with it. When we found this place in Ipswich, we decided to call it Monty Lane because there's a little lane as well.
Yeah, it is. It's a pretty cool little laneway, actually. Yeah, no, I like it. I think it's got a good little vibe to it, that little place, so it's good. What is the working background for yourself in Victoria?
It's funny you say that because we actually restore old Queensland cottages. That's why we moved to Ipswich, because we fell in love with the area. I'm a builder. Victoria's an interior designer. And we've got a company called Urban Uplift that specialises in restoring old Queenslanders. So we essentially make the houses better and sell them more. So if anyone's got a house they need to sell, let us know and we can help you.
Yeah, beautiful. Cool. How many have you flipped in the time out dips, which made a few?
We've done six in the last 18 months.
Wow, that's good. And you do most of the work yourself or what?
We do. We do a lot of it. But we've got a good A-team of experts now, so it's going well.
That's great stuff. Yeah, pretty impressive, mate. How hard is it been getting the right staff for your establishment? Are you settled now or do you need more staff? Or
staff's always tough in business, but we've found a great team and a good culture, and that's really important. Everyone enjoys it and enjoys coming to work.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It makes it a lot easier when you do have good sort of staff, reliable staff and so on. How different, mate, is being a business owner of a pizza and wine bar to your previous jobs?
I actually enjoy it. It's great to have the community around because Ipswich is there's a lot of people here, but we just don't get to hang out with each other as much as I'd like. So it's always great to see those friendly faces coming in and hanging out and people bumping into people they know. It's just such a good experience.
Yeah, for sure. Yep, without fail. And then doing it in a setting like Monty Lane makes it even better.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Can you tell our listeners what you have on offer? on way of pizzas and your share plates and so on?
So at Monty Lane, we got a variety of pizzas that are wood-fired on site in the oven, and we've got heaps of share plates, you know, burrata, arancini, heaps of, like, sourdough bread, plenty of beer, wine, cocktails, French martini, spicy marg, espresso martini, and we're always open for suggestions. We're always changing the menu.
Yeah, okay.
Every couple of weeks just to keep it interesting.
Yep. Cool, good stuff. So the share plates and that are going, like, well as long as the pizzas?
Yeah, yeah, it's always, there's always a heap of variety. Everyone's loving it.
Yeah, beautiful. What about takeaway? Does Monty Lane offer sort of takeaway for its customers?
Monty Lane isn't doing takeaway. However, we're working on an online system for Mike's Pizza, which is a separate brand.
Yes.
So you can always come in and order that. Like in Italy, you can just, you know, turn up on the door, order, wait 10, 15 minutes and take away. We're currently working on an ordering system on our website, so you'll be able to order online and pick up because we don't have a phone.
Yeah, okay, yep, sweet, no dramas at all. That's good to know. You know, the feedback around town is the wood fires, pizzas are amazing.
Thank you.
Which one is the most popular for the customers and what do you recommend as an owner?
Oh, you can't go past a good old margarita.
Oh, yeah.
And then also Mikey's Madness. Got a bit of heat to it. Cool. We love that.
Yeah? What's on that one? What's...
Oh, it's just the hot, the spices, the... Just all, it's just heat.
Yeah,
that's how I describe it. Just heat on a pizza.
Righto, beautiful. Okay, what about for our vegan or vegetarian friends? We got some options there?
Yeah, we've got heaps of vegetarian options. We accommodate to all dietary requirements, so yep. Plenty of things on the menu.
That is beautiful. You did mention early in the little conversation about cocktails. You know, you're serving up there. What's the best ones that you got happening at the moment?
The go-to is the French martini. Then we've got the spicy margarita.
Ooh.
And the espresso martini.
Yep.
And we're always open to suggestions as well. We want to really, we're actually looking for our next superstar bar manager who's a mixologist by trade and can, you know, craft up delicious cocktails. So if anyone's listening out there that can do that, who lives locally, reach out to Monty Lane.
Yeah, righto. Perfect, mate. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Good. And the customers are giving you some good feedback about what they sort of want on their menu?
Oh, definitely, yeah. We always love getting feedback. We tend to ask people what they liked, what they didn't like on the night as well.
Yep, okay, sweet. What about bookings? You know, just your general ones. Is there certain days or is it walk-ins or what do you recommend?
Bookings are available.
Yep.
So we have an online system called Open Table, which is you can book via our website, montylane.com.au. You can walk in as well, but I definitely suggest booking for a Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah, okay, sweet, no dramas. Can the public book out Monty Lane for special events?
Yeah, definitely. We had a baby shower there last week.
Oh, sweet.
We had 50 people there for lunchtime because we're open from 12 p.m. Friday to Sunday and okay. From 4 p.m. on Thursday.
Yep, so sweet.
We can cater for any event, really. Just reach out and we'll have a package for you.
Yeah. Is there a minimum amount of people or anything, mate, or are you open to anything?
Open to anything, really. We can actually, there's a maximum. It's around 100 people we can fit.
Okay. Sweet, no drums at all. I did put in here, any trivia nights or special occasions that you can tell our listeners about that you might have coming up or anything?
We are working on all that.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to have different events and a few fun things that we've got some plans for. So okay. Just keep an eye on our socials,
yep.
On Instagram and Facebook.
Beautiful, okay. So it's in the pipeline, so that's good to know, mate.
Yeah.
I think I did throw out there for the singles out in the Ipswich, mate, any speed dating nights or anything coming up?
Well, we've got an idea. Like, we are entrepreneurs, so
yep.
This is not our only venture.
Yep.
We are looking for other businesses to help people with. And we're thinking of opening a little brewery next door, which will attract the men. And then Monty Lane will attract the women. And then they can congregate in the middle and meet each other.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's the community hub that we're creating.
Beautiful, mate. That sounds like a great idea. Good work.
Yeah.
Any live music as yet at Monty Lane?
We are doing some live jazz on Sundays.
Yep.
During the day from 3 p.m.
Yeah, okay.
So just keep an eye on our socials for what's coming up next week.
Okay, great stuff. And you did roughly mention earlier the days you're opened. So can you just say again what the days are and the times, please, mate?
Yeah, so we're open Thursday from 4 p.m. and then Friday to Sunday from 12 p.m. We just shut when around that 9, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, okay, just when sort of things are quieting down and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's right. But we're licensed till midnight, so depends on the crowd.
Yep, okay, yeah, and how much they're spending, mate, so that's understandable.
Yeah.
Best ways for the general public, mate, to contact you about visiting your fine establishment?
Email on our website.
Yep.
That's probably the best way, yeah.
Yep, and what about Messenger? Did you do Messenger and that as well or no?
We have our social platforms, Instagram and Facebook, where you can send us a message.
Yeah, okay, sweet, no dramas. I don't know if I put this one, do you, but are you going to be opened over the Easter break, mate?
We're closed over Easter.
Oh, over the whole of Easter?
Correct, from Thursday to Monday.
Okay, giving yourself a break, mate, won't hurt you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Before we go, is there anything else you want to tell our listeners, you know, why should people come along and visit your establishment?
No, but we just love Ipswich and we love what we're bringing to it, and we're really grateful for the community to help us and keep us going, because it's such a small town, and yeah, thanks to everyone for supporting us.
Yeah, no, that's great. Like I said, you know, we hear a lot through our sort of work and so on, and the work that you're doing is fantastic. It's going well. The feedback from your staff is great too. You're great employers, so that's always a bonus sort of thing. So full credit to yourself and Victoria, mate. You've done well.
Yeah, the team is really good at the moment. We've got a team of 10, and everyone's doing really well, so...
Yep.
We're a great team.
Well, it starts at the top, mate. That's where the good work comes from. So full credit to you guys, mate.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful. We'll let you go, mate. I know you've got a busy day, so we appreciate you coming on. And we'll speak to you in the very near future, mate.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Okay, speak soon, mate. Bye.
See ya.
Listeners, you just spoke to Roger there from the Monty Lane out there in Ipswich. So, we thank him for taking his time to come on and, get out and visit that little establishment. It's a pretty cool little setting out there. Also, last time we spoke about having a Women's in Trade Day, but we also will be running a Men's in Trade Day within the next month or so. Please keep an ear out, and if you're interested, jump onto our website and, send me a message. Very happy to give you some info as soon as I get the final details put in place. This workshop will be to help those that may be interested to going into a trade, find out more about how they can get into the industry, that they're interested in. So there's plenty of opportunities out there. So, just reach out to me because so many young people, I suppose, and just general people, doesn't matter what age, want to go into a trade. They're just not sure how to do it. So any of you males, this is going to be the day for you to step up and jump on board and, see how it goes. We'll also get a few employers out there as well to pop in, let you know about the various trades, you know, what employers are looking for in an employee, what the expectations are in various trades and so on. So, again, just keep an eye out. I'll keep you posted, but just have a look on our socials and also on our website as well. So, that'll be in the very near future. So thank you. But that's all we have time for today on the ICYS Layback Hour. So thanks for tuning in and listening to us. Thanks again to Roger from Monty Lane in Ipswich. Please get out and support this snazzy little establishment. You won't be disappointed. Along with great food, wine, cocktails, the customer service is first rate, and the feedback, has been exceptional. Thanks to producer Russell and the team here at USQ Springfield for allowing us to use their studio. Each year they offer us this space and a time slot, and we're always grateful, so thank you to the team. As we always say here on the Layback Hour, be kind, be safe, goodbye.